I'm a vet nurse.
Yeah.
A vet nurse for about 25 years now. And the first vet I worked with had two English Bull Terriers. And from the moment I met them, they just captured my heart. So it's been on my to-do list for about 19 years to get my own Bull Terrier. And so I did that 4 years ago. So Moomin's just turned four in November. And it was about 6 months ago that I thought, you know, I feel like he's mature enough now and ready to start the story dog program.
Now, what does Moomin do as a story dog?
He relaxes.
He goes to sleep. A snory dog, I hear that,
So together we work as a story dog team and we go to Phoenix Primary School for 1 hour once a week. So from our perspective, it's an hour commitment a week. We can't let those children down. They really look forward to us coming through the door once a week. So we go in, we make ourselves comfortable. Moomin has his own little blanket that he takes in and he has his book bag as well. And we have our sponsor who funds all of those sorts of things. And he goes in, we get comfortable on the mat. And then we have four children that come and join us for about 15, 20 minutes. And they read stories to Moomin. And during that time, Moomin just enjoys hearing them, gets pats, gets a treat. And it's a win-win situation. The kids love it and Moomin loves it.
And what have you noticed about how the kids react to him and how that might benefit their reading?
So we're fairly new into the program. We started at the end of the last year. But even going back this term and seeing the children from day one, the new class, I'm already seeing a difference in their confidence. Yeah, it just really builds up their confidence because, like you mentioned before, Moomin doesn't judge them. I'm there really just to guide Moomin and get Moomin comfortable and in his position. And then whilst I'm there, I just sit back and the children read to Moomin. It's not about, like we said before, it's not about correcting them. It's just about the children enjoying time reading.
Do you know much about the story dog program? Because I know it runs around Australia and I know people volunteer as you have with their dogs. And I think they've had really good results from what I know with encouraging children to read. What do you know about it?
Yeah, so it started in New South Wales. A couple of mothers thought it might be a good idea for the children to read to the dogs. And I think when they took it to the principal, initially everyone was a bit, sceptical, about how that might go. And they saw a good success from it. And so from then the volunteer program took off. And I think it started here just south of Perth and it's been working its way up the coast and now sort of reaching Perth itself. The results that they're seeing, especially from the feedback I've got from our school, is that it has a really good effect on those children and their reading levels.
Which is wonderful. And when we know that dogs, for all sorts of reasons, just help relax people, we know that works, you know, really well in aged care, in nursing homes, in hospitals, and it's just wonderful that they can help kids enjoy reading more as well. What about you, Lisa? Why did you want to get involved?
I think volunteering always makes you feel good when you do volunteering. And I was in a position where I had some free time and I just want to give a little bit back. And I just thought that Moomin's the perfect dog for this. He's so relaxed. And also it's really good for his breed as well, because being a Bull Terrier, back in the 80s, they were used for dog fighting, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah,
some people hold on to that stereotypical sort of thing. And yeah, it's great. Moomin's just a great ambassador. The Bull Terriers make such great family pets. They're so much fun and so relaxed and so loyal, and there's no such thing as personal space with a Bull Terrier around. So yeah, that was one of the reasons, just as an ambassador for the breed, but also just to give something back to our community, something that the children benefit from and Moomin benefits from.
Well, I know they're always looking for volunteers and coordinators, I believe, in the Story Dog program. So what would you say to people looking to volunteer?
If you've got what you think is the perfect dog, there is a very small assessment that you have to do with your dog, and your coordinator of the area that you're in and Story Dogs will be able to work that through that with you. It starts off with just a social meet and greet, seeing how your dog reacts with other dogs that it doesn't know and other people in a area that they might not be familiar with. And then we do things like seeing how your dog reacts to loud noises, because obviously in the school you can't predict what's going to happen.
Sure.
And the alarms, you know, the dinner time bell goes and things like that. So, yeah, it's not a huge assessment. It's really the whole time you're at the school, the dog is on the lead. So it's no sort of recall and things like that. And you can use treats as positive rewards and reinforcement whilst you're doing everything with the dog in the school as well. So I think that's probably one of Moomin's favourite parts. Part of going to the school is he gets a treat before and after each child. Just small treats, but
yes, yeah. Oh, don't you worry, Moomin was getting lots of cuddles and treats from me, weren't you beautiful? You're so handsome.
Falling asleep down here.
Yeah, he's gorgeous. So I was going to ask you what sort of dogs work best as story dogs. So obviously they need to be a little bit social, generally a little bit calm, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, they do have to sit on a mat and stay still and calm for about an hour. So, yeah, I guess like it might be something for a sort of semi-retired dog, you know, if it even the dog may have been active and very playful and even hyperactive, you know, in its younger years. But as they get a bit older, maybe it's something that, you know, they enjoy just spending a bit more time just having pats and lying on a mat.